Huh. That's an interesting final piece because I worked in Egypt for a while, and we had set up a time. We had a local radio station, and it was in the Nile Delta. And we set up a time where people would call in from different parts of the Delta with the temperature and weather conditions because, frankly, they were different all around the different parts of this local station's listening area. It lasted one day, and the government cracked down, saying that only official weather forecasts could be on. And that was the weather in Cairo. So much for local radio. Anyway, it's a good day radio show. I'm Rich McClear. And today, lots of things on my agenda. I'll be missing next week because I'm going to Kevin's graduation from UAA for a master's degree, my son Kevin. That's great news. But that news has been eclipsed by even more news. I now have a granddaughter. So welcome to the world, Fiona Karen Jewel McClear.
This ain't gonna be no bottle, baby. Well, rock-a-bye, baby. I'm still singing. When the baby starts crying, will my head start ringing? My wife told me today, I got news for you, honey. There's another on the way.
Bottle, baby, boogie.
Yeah, walking the floor.
Bottle, baby, boogie.
I ain't gonna do it no more. I told my wife, and I don't mean maybe. This ain't gonna be no bottle, baby. And I don't mean maybe. This ain't gonna be no bottle, baby. Maybe this ain't gonna be no bottle, baby.
Wow, wow. Ah, love the sound of the cry that trumpet makes. Hey, Bottle Baby Boogie, Buddy Evans' little Western swing song. One that Susie and I used to bop around the kitchen in the house with Kevin. It was one of those, it's really interesting. Community radio stations have strings of hits where one volunteer hears it and other volunteers play different versions of it. And Bottle Baby Boogie was one of those that was going around just when Kevin was born and we were running KAXE. Right now, I think the big hit on Raven Radio is I Don't Want to Be Misunderstood. I've heard it by The Animals. I've heard it by Nina Simone. I've heard it so many times in the last 2 weeks, and I love it. That's the great thing. We listen to each other's programs. And speaking of listening to each other's programs, I was listening to Taylor on Monday. And Taylor was talking about Morse code. Monday was the birthday of Samuel Morse. And that Morse code was invented because Samuel Morse was in Washington, D.C. when his wife took ill. And by the time he got the message by mail that his wife was ill, she had already died. And he racked his brain to try and figure out a way that messages could be delivered instantaneously so families could be together at critical hours. And that's how the telegraph, that was the inspiration for Morse, who was a painter at the time, that was the inspiration for Morse to invent the telegram. And there's kind of a song that they knew the story when they wrote it, and it was called The Morse Code of Love, or Baby Come Back to Me. It was a big hit by the Capris in the 1950s, a doo-wop group. But I think the greatest version of The Morse Code of Love or Baby Come Back to Me was performed by Manhattan Transfer.
Did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it. Baby, come home to me.
Did dot did it dot.
I saw my baby a telegram asking to be the man.
Did dot did it did it
did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it. Baby, come home to me.
Did dot did it
did dot.
The Morse Code of Love, Mantran, Baby Come Back to Me. You know, there was a time when we were told to play records backwards to get the secret message, but there was a time when a lot of songs had the secret message in Morse code, which was only available to those who understood Morse code. And there are a lot of them out there, especially in the doo-wop era, but also later on. Mike Oldfield, who did Tubular Bells, would put messages in his songs in Morse code. One was a rather rude message to Richard Branson. And the whole piece was based around this message to Richard Branson in Morse code, performed electronically with electronic music. This month marks my 50th anniversary as a disc jockey. I did my first air shift in April of 1965. Got my license in March of 1965. And I did my first air shift once I got my license in April. And I was working at a station, and it was a New York station, and we had a program called Folk Singers New York, and it was live from the Greenwich Village. And I was there with an older engineer, and I was what they called the 90-day wonder. In other words, the new guy on the block, and they didn't know whether to trust me or not. I was an engineer, but was I really an engineer? So I was out on this remote, and there's this guitar player doing the theme song behind the announcer, and it's a bit of finger-picking guitar. And I'm listening to it, and my head just shot up when I looked at the engineer, and he says, "You got it, kid. You pass." After that, I was accepted as part of the engineering fraternity. He was picking out a very rude, I would say, very rude phrase on the guitar, finger picking, as the theme song for this radio show, live from Greenwich Village. Well, I suppose that makes some sense. One other song I'll play that has Morse code embedded in it, and it's a Beatles song, and this is a song where John Lennon signed his initials in the song JL, through some of the background sounds. If you listen carefully and you know Morse code, you will get it. If you don't, you'll just enjoy strawberry fields forever anyway.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. Take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
That's supposed to be the Morse code message. Now, some people say it's just an accident. My reaction is, I don't think John Lennon did anything by accident in producing his albums. Anyway, Morse code embedded in popular songs. One of the topics on today's Good Day Radio Show, it's 19 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up at 10:06, Columbus. A great show, as always, Between the Buttons. Stay tuned for that. And of course, we'll have news at 10 o'clock. Today's highlight in history, the birthday of Edward Kennedy Ellington, the Duke. Called the Duke because he was a snappy dresser. A number of people think he is the most accomplished composer of the 20th century. People like Andre Previn have said that. Darius Milhaud has said that. So it's very interesting, you know, with all the great 20th century composers, Ellington stands out. There's always been a debate over whether Ellington composed jazz, pop music, whether he composed classical music. Well, he did all three, but Ellington had the final answer to that. He said, there are only two kinds of music, good and bad. And you better believe that Duke Ellington did not do bad music. His most famous song is not his composition. It's Billy Strayhorn's composition. And for Duke Ellington's birthday, here's Duke Ellington and Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
Great rendition of Take the A-Train. I played that particular version because I had so much of the Duke playing piano at the beginning of it. Duke Ellington with Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train. Duke Ellington's birthday, born and stay in 1899. We are going to hear more Duke Ellington before the Good Day Radio Show is over. You can count on it. Looking at some of the things happening around our listening area today at 12 noon, these insurance information is going to be issued, a question and answer session on the Affordable Care Health Act from noon until 1 o'clock today at Kettleson Memorial Library. And looking ahead to tomorrow, the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association is conducting a mariner's first aid and CPR workshop from 8 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon, and that's at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Tomorrow's playgroup is canceled at 10 o'clock. That's the early learning playgroup, so that's canceled. That would have been at Grace Harbor Church. So if you plan to have your kid at that's out. Tomorrow, Kettleson Memorial Library is celebrating Children's Day Book Day with a bilingual story time in English and Spanish, 10:30 a.m., and that is tomorrow. Let's look ahead to the weekend. On Saturday, there's the bike rodeo, free bike rodeo held from 11 to 1 at the Coast Guard Hangar. Learn a little bit more about bicycle safety. That's on Saturday. Lots of things happening in the listening area. I suggest the best bet for you is to go ahead and log on to kcaw.org and find out what's happening. And then if you have something happening, you can actually use that same device to put it on so there's no conflict. So kcaw.org, click on Community Calendar to find out what is happening in Sitka by the Sea.
This program is supported by the Larkspur Cafe. Open this winter from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, and for Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Larkspur Cafe, located at 2 Lincoln Street, 966-2326.
And we have no muskeg messages today. If we had one, you'd hear it right now. If you want to reach somebody who doesn't have a phone, or maybe you've lost something or found something, give us a call at 747-5877, and we'll put them on the air periodically. Well, this is the Good Day Radio Show. We'll have the weather up in just about a moment. But I mentioned earlier that this is my 50th anniversary in broadcasting as a DJ. And I'm thinking back to those early shows I did. And the first theme song I ever had on the radio on a show that I produced, I was a DJ for, was called Night Owl Blues, John Sebastian. When I was a kid, I used to go to the Village, and John Sebastian played at the Night Owl. Later, it became the Lovin' Spoonful, the group that John Sebastian headed. And Night Owl Blues was on their first album, kind of an homage to their Greenwich Village days. My first radio theme back in 1965, Night Owl Blues by the Lovin' Spoonful.
Thank you.
That really doesn't sound like the Lovin' Spoonful, does it? No, Night Owl Blues, John B. Sebastian, backed up by the Lovin' Spoonful. First radio theme I ever had on the air 50 years ago this month. Well, looking at the weather forecast, we're down a degree to 43 degrees, and Sitka was 44 when I went on the air. And the forecast today, rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain showers in the afternoon, highs around 49 degrees, southeast winds 10 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light and variable. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain showers, lows around 40, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And tomorrow, rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs around 49 degrees, south winds to 10 miles an hour. That's the weather for Sitka and Port Alexander.
Bicycle.
It's spring and I'm ready to take my bike out on the road.
Get ready for the summer bike season with Sitka Rotary Club's annual Kids Bike Rodeo.
Get your helmet checked, pick up a free helmet, register your bike, get a safety check, and pick up reflective tape for your clothing and bike.
Challenge your skills and learn the rules of the road on our obstacle course.
Hot dogs, snacks, and other refreshments are available.
That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, May 2nd at the Coast Guard Air Station, Sitka.
And that's happening this weekend. I think I just mentioned it, too. Great. Anyway, this is the Good Day Radio Show. I'm Rich McClear. And on that first radio shift, I made some really bad rookie errors, lots of them. But probably the most egregious was this one. You know, a lot of stations took requests on the air at the time. And at a top 40 station was easy because top 40 really meant top 25. And you only had, you know, 25 little 45 RPM records, or you could quickly grab one, slap it, and cue it while the person was on the phone. Now, what most people did in that day was they would get a request, they'd record it, then they'd have it ready and queued, and then they'd put the record on. But I was having a hard time on this shift. I was having a hard time queuing records because of getting stuff together. So I didn't have time to record it. So I took the request. I said, "What's your request?" I said, "Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter," which was the number one song, by the way, 50 years ago today, by Herman's Hermits. And I said, "Great, hold the request. I'll get it queued up, and I'll put you on the air live." Big mistake. Because he said, "I want to hear Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter by Herman's Hermits." I thought, this is going to go well. I don't want to dedicate it to Mrs. And he gave a very distinctive last name that everyone in the community knew, who doesn't have a very nice daughter, and here's why. Oops, rookie error, first radio shift. Here's Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and about
Herman's Hermits and Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Well, going to do another, I hope, find another one from Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington is such a great performer. And this is a Duke Ellington hit, probably one of his best-known compositions. And this one he performs with Louis Armstrong.
Now you have been blue, yes, but you ain't been blue till you had that mood indigo. Yes, you have been blue, but not until you had the mood indigo. Wow, 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 wow. Baby boys, oh, down to your shoes, baby boys. Now I sit and cry. Oh, no, 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 no.
two of the greatest pianists of the 20th century. There were many great pianists, but I would say Duke Ellington and Sergei Rachmaninoff are on that list. That was a segue between Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo and Sergei Rachmaninoff performing the 18th variation on A Rhapsody of a Theme of Paganini. That's part of the celebration of my 50 years in radio. I played the theme song of the rock show I did on my first shift, Night Owl Blues by John B. Sebastian. I also worked, did a morning shift on a classical station, and that was the theme song for Top of the Day. Hat off to, I was kind of an engineer producer for that show, and hat off to Milford Jensen, who was the announcer on that show, my mentor in radio. Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Well, this is my, I'm calling this my 50th anniversary radio show, 50 years on radio. And I first went on in April of 1965. Did some engineering before that. Got my license in March, so not much before that. But anyway, it was, it's been a lot of fun being on the radio for 50 years. This is a theme song, another theme song for a program, perhaps a theme song a little more recent than Rhapsody in a Theme of Paganini, although probably contemporary in when it was written. This is the theme song from a program I used to do here called Captain Ricky Rocks the Boat.
Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' tonight. Rock, roll, rock. I got the news. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left their happy home. They'll be there just you wait to see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. There's good rocking tonight. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Yeah, Wynonie Harris and Good Rockin' the Night. Later covered by Elvis Presley, but a great original hit from the 1940s. Well, this is the Good Day Radio Show. I'm Rich McClure celebrating 50 years on the radio. It's funny how things work out. My dad wanted me to be an attorney, and I went through the whole pre-law course in college while working my way through college at a radio station. Got accepted to law school. Was walking to the post office with the envelope with the check to pay my down payment to get into law school, to reserve my place at the University of Minnesota Law School. I came back to the apartment, handed the envelope to Susie and said, can't do it. I want to be a disc jockey, which, of course, I was a disc jockey. And, you know, it's something I never regretted. Never regretted not going into the law Always happy to be on the radio. Let's see, it's 10 minutes now before 10 o'clock at 10:06. Columbus comes in with classic rock and roll on Between the Buttons. And we're celebrating Duke Ellington's birthday today. And I was looking for some great interplay between Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald, you know, because I think Ella arguably is one of the great female voices of the 20th century. You know, you could argue between Ella and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan, perhaps Debbie Harry, some would say, because she's got a great voice. But I come down close to the Ella Billie line, let's put it that way. Anyway, this is a song written by Cole Porter, not written by Duke Ellington, but the interplay between Duke Ellington's piano and Ella Fitzgerald's voice is what led me to pick Let's Do It.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Merci beaucoup. When the little blue bird who has never said a word starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little blue bell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work sings a song to the moon above. It is nature that's all simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Paint the best upper sets. Do it, Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Teens without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. And that's why peasants of Spain do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it. Shed Row. Come on and bring me Shed Row and Shallow Show. English Soul, do it. Go fishing that rose and feel this boat. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. It's the birds and the bees and the trees do it. The educated and the uneducated. Do it, the Beatles and the animals, Sonny and Cher, Elizabeth and Richard, him and her, and if 007 James Bond can do it too, well, we can do it. Let it go.
Ella with Duke Ellington. Let's do it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Celebrating Duke Ellington's birthday this day in 1899. And finally, on this day in 1968, Hair made its way from Greenwich Village to the Biltmore Theater on Broadway. And several hits were generated out of that movie, out of that Broadway show, one by the Cowsills, and this one performed by the Fifth Dimension.
Dawn!